این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خداست، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth. A selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
March 28, 1987. One of the issues at the White House is that one of them says, "We will militarily intervene in Iran." The other one says, "We will never do so." They are indeed in a dilemma. They do not understand what they are doing, and they have not understood yet the people. They have not understood the world. The world has changed. It can never be like before, in which by means of a dictator or propaganda, the condition could be disrupted. When you would say a word, you imagine that everybody has to say yes. They will no longer do so. The people are no longer like that. You have to change yourselves too, and you have to give way to the people. Do not imagine that people would keep silent like captives in front of you. Today, our Iran is such that if, let us assume, an American president would come here, the common people are no longer willing to see him. It is not what you imagine that if someone would come here, this and that would happen. It is not so. The people have changed. They have become something else. They do not pay attention to such issues. It is not only us. The Africans are also like that. The same is true elsewhere. It is only you, a bunch of few individuals who have power and imagine that you do not need to exercise power, as only threatening to use it enough. But this is not enough. Even with exercising power, you cannot do much. The Soviet Union realized that in Afghanistan they cannot do anything. This is in spite of the fact that in Afghanistan, those who are at the helm of affairs are with the Soviet Union, and the communists exist there. This group of Muslims over there who are committed to Islam have not given chance to the Soviet Union, such that now it does not know how to make an exit from this fuss. It is like Iran, whose government and nation are all united. There are only a few individuals who are subservient to America. They do not understand what they are saying. There is only a limited number of individuals who are opposing, and I am of the opinion they would also come and join the people. They should not imagine that it is like in the past, in which America could do whatever it likes as you are afraid of it. I hope that God grants success to all the oppressed nations of the world in standing against the oppressors and not be afraid of them. The oppressed nations should not imagine that the oppressors will do whatever they have said. They only want to do things through propaganda and the war of words. And you should never be afraid of this propaganda. And Iran is not afraid. See that it stands in resistance. And Afghanistan, in which they created that much corruption, is standing firm against them and has frustrated them, and in Lebanon it is more serious than this. You can see what they have done. The world has changed, and the Muslims and oppressed people should pay attention that they have to keep their unity and stand firm against the superpowers. May God grant success to all. May God make you victorious. May our country, just as it is independent, can attain more independence. May God's peace and mercy be upon you. Allahu Akbar.